have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Hey, 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 it's Dr. Kuz, Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are when you decided to hit that play button. I am so grateful. Ready to kick off another, rest of this series really on visioneering or visualization. We were talking about this all last week, and I'm going to continue, get through this one part of the book by Charles Hanel called The Master Key System. We're looking specifically at visualization or visioneering, engineering our vision so that we can make manifest in our world that which we would love to experience, designing the life we would love to live. Who wouldn't want to do that? You're doing it anyway. You're actually probably not designing the life you love living. So often we design the life we dislike living, but we don't realize it. We don't take personal responsibility for it. Taking personal responsibility is understanding these laws of nature, these universal laws, these absolute laws that are at work all the time. It's not something you try and you try it. No, it didn't work for me. It's not. It's a law. It's a law. Okay. Let's just be clear on that. We wrapped up. We didn't quite wrap up. We were on point 15, 16 in there. We were talking about the mental workers that go to work on our dream and our goal, and the thoughts of what we want to experience by holding that thought dominant. But there's millions and billions of these mental workers in our body, all endowed with sufficient intelligence to understand and act upon any message or suggestion given. This is 16. This is where we're picking up today. These cells are all busy creating and recreating the body, but in addition to this, they are endowed with psychic activity whereby they can attract to themselves the substance necessary for perfect development. That's so amazing. But that is the attraction laws at work, and that's very at the very basic, at the very quantum level. Let's move right into 17. They do this by the same law and in the same manner that every form of life attracts to itself the necessary material for growth. The oak, the rose, the lily all require certain material for their most perfect expression, and they secure it by silent demand. The law of attraction, the most certain way for you to secure what you require for your most complete development. Think about it. The acorn in the ground attracts to it the right energy it needs to make manifest the glorious oak tree. It doesn't attract to it the energy that's necessary for a rose to become a rose. It attracts to it what it needs to nourish it and nurture it into an oak tree. It's the same with us. This is the law of attraction at work. 18. Make the mental image. Make it clear, distinct, perfect. Hold it firmly. The ways and means will develop. Supply will follow demand. you will be led to do the right thing at the right time and in the right way. Earnest desire will bring about confident expectation, and this in turn must be reinforced by firm demand. These three cannot fail to bring about attainment, because the earnest desire is the feeling, the confident expectation is the thought, the firm demand is the will. As we have seen, feeling gives vitality to thought, and the will holds it steady until the law of growth brings it into manifestation. If you do nothing else, wind this back a couple minutes and listen to this over and over and over and over again. Repetition is what changes the paradigm. This 1.18 here contains everything. Make the mental image, make it clear, distinct, perfect, hold it firmly. The ways and means will develop. Supply will follow the demand. You will be led to do the right thing at the right time in the right way. Earnest desire will bring about confident expectation, and this in turn must be reinforced by firm demand. These three cannot fail to bring about attainment, because the earnest desire is the feeling, the confident expectation is the thought, and the firm demand is the will. As we have seen, feeling gives vitality to thought, and the will holds it steadily until the law of growth brings it into manifestation. It's really, really important to understand that one. Number 19. Is it not wonderful that man has such tremendous power within himself, such transcendental faculties concerning which he had no conception? Is it not strange that we have always been taught to look for strength and power without? We have been taught to look everywhere but within, and whenever this power manifested in our lives, we were told that it was something supernatural. But it's not. It's all within us. All right, number 20, and then we'll just talk about this for a little bit. There are many who have come to an understanding of this wonderful power and who make serious and conscientious efforts to realize health, power, and other conditions, and seem to fail. They do not seem able to bring the law into operation. The difficulty in nearly every case is that they are dealing with the externals. They want money, power, health, and abundance, but they fail to realize that these are effects and can come only when the cause is found. You know, I'm going to go to the next one here. I wanted to stop at 20 to keep this even here, but 21 ties in with that, and I don't want to pick up tomorrow with that and kind of scratching our head what was preceding that. Because this is key, and I have this highlighted here. Those who will give no attention to the world without will seek only to ascertain the truth, will look only for wisdom, will find that this wisdom will unfold and disclose the source of all power, that it will manifest in thought and purpose, which will create the external conditions desired. The truth will find expression in noble purpose and courageous action. I'll repeat that again tomorrow, but these points that are made in today's episode here are so key. Really, just go over them and over them over again, especially if you're stuck. Point 20, the difficulty in every case is that they are dealing with externals. They want money, power, health, and abundance, but they fail to realize that these are effects and can only come when the cause is found. You got to go back to thought. I've always said that the law of attraction is a secondary law. That just like it says here, money, power, health, and abundance are the attraction, are the secondary part of that. They're the effect. You got to get to cause, and the cause is the thought, the feeling, the will. All right? So real, real key ingredients here. We're building the picture. We're working with the law of specificity, adding all the detail to it, making it clear, making it distinct, making it perfect, holding it firmly. Holding it firmly is really the power of will, the power to focus on what we want, to hold that picture dominant. Even if we're just visualizing in the morning and visualizing before we go to bed at night, it's the ability to hold that picture dominant that's going to be key, to hold it firmly. That's the will. We're holding it firmly because it's what we want, right? The ways and means will develop. Supply will follow demand. You will be led to do the right thing at the right time in the right way. Desire, confident expectation, and firm demand. That's the key right there. They cannot fail to bring attainment. You heard it. You heard it. We're going to keep going through this. There are 31 points, and we just kind of wrapped up going through point 21, but I'm going to start there again on the next episode, picking up point 21, and we'll get through that, and we'll get through the rest of them this week. So I encourage you to listen to Visioneering 1.0 on here, to go back and make sure that you have the clarity, the understanding. You can't just listen to it once and say, yeah, I got it. It's the repetition. It's listening over and over and over again. It's, if you would be wise, you would actually write out these episodes on Visioneering, at least the points I'm making, because the writing causes thinking. Write out your vision. Write out what you're visualizing. What does that vision look like in all its detail? Not only visualize, but when you're finished with the visualization process, building this image on the screen of your mind, building your movie, write it out. Write it out. Record it. If you want, reach out to me, and I'll get it recorded for you. Let's talk. I always welcome you to have a conversation with me. Let's talk about your big dream goals. Let's talk about your image, your vision, and let's move you into the life you would love to live. This is Dr. Cause. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and I'm so grateful that you did. I look forward to speaking with you and seeing what your big dream is and being with you as it unfolds in your life. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Genesis Frequency.